What is up, guys? Welcome to episode 67 of the Vitality Unleashed podcast. We're your hosts, Coach Dylan and Coach Lauren. And today, on this Friday, you know what it is. It's a Q&A.
Q&A Friday. We love Q&A Friday. Probably my favorite episodes. We just get to talk about so many different topics. So again, as you're getting in here, if you do have any questions, make sure to drop them in the chat and we will get to them at the end. But for now, we have our questions from our question box of the week. So let's get into it.
Awesome. Awesome. Question number one, prepping soon?
I actually am not exactly sure when, but it'll definitely be starting soon. I believe I'm like 24 weeks out right now. So shit is getting real. It's like, it feels weird to even like say that. Like I'm 24 weeks out. I'm not talking about like my client that's 24 weeks out
from what, the national show, right? So
maybe, I don't really know. Something like that. But yeah, it just feels weird talking about myself getting into this because I've just been coaching for the past like 2 years. So it feels good to actually be back in the swing of things. I'm more than excited to actually be on prep. My appetite is just so terrible and just feeling so lethargic all the time.
Absolutely. I am not prepping soon, though. I'll definitely mini cut going into Lauren's show at some point. I'll just be dieting for a way shorter period of time than her. But that's why I am aggressively pushing calories right now, just maximizing that growth before we do that dieting phase.
Yep. All right, next question. How is your current training phase going?
Training going really well. I'm super, super happy with it. Just strength keeps going up. I keep, you know, getting better every single week, so can't complain, right?
Yeah, training's going super good. It's actually a deload week for me because I was hitting a little bit of a stall out. And then next week's gonna be another pretty easy light week because we're gonna be traveling, so I assume we're not gonna be doing anything crazy, no PRs or anything like that. But then after that, we'll be back in the swing of things for a good couple weeks.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're going to be traveling a lot coming up, so obviously that does impact training a little bit, but gotta do the best with what you have.
Yep, 100%. Next question. What has been the hardest part of off-season for you?
Ooh, fucking probably just like body composition, just like being a little bit uncomfortable sometimes. Food is another hard part, but I'd say like overall the hardest part is just like not being shredded.
Yeah, for me, I would say no like clear goal. Like there's not some set date, and it can be hard to stay motivated sometimes when you don't have that set date, you know, that thing you want to do, but you just got to keep staying focused and know that you're playing the long game.
Yeah, and obviously with social media being a huge part of our jobs, like it sucks not being able to be lean because I could easily maintain a lean physique year round, like way leaner than I am right now, healthily, but it's not going to get me where I want to go competition wise. So that overtakes it for me right now.
She still has growth to make, you know, to, you know, be super, super competitive. Like, especially if she wants to be competitive on a pro level, you have a certain amount of muscle you need to put on. You need to get softer for that. But eventually, if you see a lot of these bikini pros, some of them will stay pretty fucking lean year round.
Yeah.
And that's just because once you get to the muscle you need, it's just about fine tuning little things.
Exactly. And maintaining muscle is so easy.
Exactly. So you can maintain a way leaner physique for sure.
All right. Next question. I lose a lot of weight and get lean, but never have abs. What should I do?
If you lose a lot of weight and get lean, never have abs, you can definitely hit abs to help grow them. And then on top of that, just overall muscular development, you probably don't have enough muscle if you don't have abs. Like that's the answer to it.
Yeah, muscular development overall, you can grow your abs trying to get them a little bit thicker, but it comes down so much to genetics. So number one, maybe you're not as lean as you think you are, because typically when you get actually really lean, everybody has abs. They're gonna be there, but some people just genetically, they're not as there. Yeah. So some people have to get a lot leaner to get those abs to show.
Yeah. And you may not have a six pack. You may only have a four pack on top. Look at Arnold Schwarzenegger. He only had a four pack up top, then nothing else. Or then you can go look at some other guys that you'll see on fucking TikTok who have 8-packs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's not something, I know I used to hate it because I really have more of like a 4-pack most of the time. And I used to always be trying to train my lower abs. Like, I just want that 6-pack, 8-pack. I want more. Thinking that like I would train them more and like they would just appear. But that's just all genetics.
Yeah, it just grows that full muscle. So then all it's doing is just growing that lower, giant lower ab you have.
Yeah. Really comes down a lot to genetics with how your abs look, unfortunately.
100%.
All right, next question. What is your all-time favorite TV show? Ooh, good one. For me, The Office. That's just like all-time.
All-time favorite TV show for me? Ooh, fuck. This is really tough, but I would have to go with The Boys.
I don't even know what that is. Yeah, I love The Office because I love reality TV, and I feel like The Office is kind of like the perfect mix. Like, it feels like reality TV almost because it's just like trash and like just all over the place, but it's like there's a lot more episodes. It's a lot better to rewatch than like a regular reality TV show.
Yeah, she likes sitcoms.
Yeah, for sure. All right, next question. What is your favorite thing about each other? Who asked this?
Tough. What do I even like about you? I'm not sure. I would say how much you've grown as a person as we've been together, and I respect that. You're not someone who's too stubborn, stuck in their ways. Like, you're good at self-reflection and like trying to get better, and I admire that about you.
Thank you. My favorite thing about you is probably going to be just overall work ethic. I could never be with someone that does not have a good work ethic. And I think we both just learn a lot from each other on that side of things, too.
100%. Yeah, we just both learn a lot from each other. So I think we both like the things and sometimes don't like the things that were different about each other. But those differences do actually make us better. Like, I know a lot of people say that, but genuinely it does, because we're super similar people in so many ways. But then there's some ways we're just super fucking different. And then actually, usually we're both too far one way or the other. And then we actually help each other find like a common middle.
Yeah, like he's super far liberal.
yeah, for sure. She's from Texas.
So. Next question. Are you taking on comp clients still? Yes,
we will take comp clients, but I'll tell you, 2024, I mean, you better be in a good fucking place.
Yeah, as of right now, we are, but we're super close to being maxed out right now, and yeah. There's just no guarantee. If we don't think it's going to be a good fit, we'll tell you.
Yeah, especially 2024, guys. Like, you should already have your coach by now, just straight up.
Yeah, 100%. All right, next question. What's your go-to coffee order? Ooh, good question. We love coffee. My favorite ever is going to be espresso with almond milk and sweetener. That's really it.
Me too.
Yeah, that's pretty much the go-to everywhere. Neither of us are big regular milk drinkers, and it's obviously way lower calorie. And I just feel like espresso, like, it tastes so much better than like cold brew with milk. It tastes so much better when it's just espresso with milk, because then it's not like watered down and then put into milk.
Yeah, exactly. 100%. That's how I feel about it too. I'm like, I just want the super strong coffee mixed with milk. I don't need any of the fucking water.
Exactly. No point. All right. Next question. Tips for dieting while in a dorm. Ooh, good question, because I did this. But realistically, it's not going to be good. It's not going to be fun. And if you could do anything to find anywhere to cook, unfortunately, the dorm that I was in, we didn't have like a public cooking space, but I know a lot do have like one on the floor where you can go cook your food.
If you have a public cooking space and you care about bodybuilding, sorry, don't be a pussy. Go cook in the public.
Yes, you need to do that.
You just need to. Like, people are plain simple.
But other than that, it's just super hard. It's possible. But even when I was doing it, I can't say I was doing very well, because obviously you just have to eat so much processed food.
Yeah. I've seen TikToks with like that dorm like cooking person who cooks like gourmet meals in their dorm with like, I guess you can get like a crock pot for rice. You can have like a mini stove and cook food. in your apartment, just open the window.
Yeah, if there's really any way you can cook food, that's the most. But I know I only had a mini fridge and a microwave, so I just had to buy. Oh, I actually, this is what I did like near the end that worked really well. I just started using a meal prep company.
Yeah, if you use a meal prep company, even if it's not all your meals, but hey, okay, two of your meals a day are meal prep company or whatever, and then this saves you to make sure that you do have
some. And then some maybe good you meals. Just have to fill in with like protein shakes, rice cakes, nut butters, things like that. Obviously, if you can eat like in your dining hall, like if it's pretty good food and you can just bring your scale, if you're on competition prep, you'll obviously be needing to weigh your food, but if they do have pretty clean food, you just need to ensure that, you know, it's not cooked with a shit ton of oil or anything like that, and just keep it as consistent as possible. That's going to be a huge thing.
Yeah, I remember Lauren tried to tell her, like, dorm that she was like, allergic to oil and needed special chicken, and I think they never accommodated her.
No, they didn't, because they would, like, fry all their chicken. I'm like, the fuck? Just give me fucking grilled chicken. Why do you have to cook vegetables and all this shit?
And she literally said she was allergic, and then they just didn't do anything.
Uh-uh. So, yeah, I would either go to the grocery store and just buy, like, pre-cooked chicken and stuff and put it in my fridge, or use a meal prep company, which is what I would recommend because it's going to be the cleanest.
100%. Next question. How do you come up with your content?
Ooh, good one. For the most part, we just do batch content every Sunday. We just go through. I film, like, a lot of videos. Realistically, there's not anything crazy I do. I just sit there. It takes hours typically to plan this content, and it's super boring. It's honestly one of my least favorite things to do, but it's necessary. Yeah. And there's just nothing special that I do.
I would say coming up with content, this is the easiest way to come up with content. Speak to you from 5 years
ago.
Speak to you from 10 years ago. And that's what's going to help you come up with the most content. What have you fucking learned? Like, what have you learned that has changed your fitness journey, your health journey, your business journey, whatever you're trying to make content about? What have you learned? And then teach people on that.
Yeah, so I like to do a good mix of like speaking, like educational videos. And then obviously it's important to throw trends in there just because they do a lot better. So with trends, obviously you'll find trends to do on like TikTok, on your reels, scrolling through that. But then for speaking videos, realistically, yeah, I just sit down and write them. There's nothing more to it.
Yep, 100%. All right, last question here, and then we'll go check. So, guys, get your questions in now. If you have any questions, ask us about anything. We will answer it.
Anything.
Last question here. How do I know I'm ready to compete?
Ooh, so a few very important things that need to be in check here. One, body composition. Two, metabolism, where your calories are at. These two things are really going to be the most important, but also your finances are going to be really important. You need to have enough money.
That is something nobody talks about, your fucking finances. Dude, competing's expensive. That's why I'm so grateful for the gym we were working out at the time, Iron Den in Texas. Joe and Tammy, they sponsored me for like my show fees. And dude, like literally, like Lauren and I were broke as fuck. So like even just getting sponsored for show fees was so fucking nice. Like I appreciate it so much for real.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Back in the day, we were literally competing like paycheck to paycheck, like could less not. Like, I don't even know how we pulled it off, so to be honest.
It was so bad that if one of us weren't paid yet, we wouldn't have enough money for gas and we'd have to Venmo each other for gas.
Yeah, so if that doesn't show you we just love competing, yeah, I don't know what will.
Yeah, it comes down to, you know, finances, of course. Yes, pay attention to it. But I can tell you, a lot of people can swing it. If you're working full time, you can probably swing it. It's just, yeah, you're going to have to make sacrifices. No, you can't. But guess what? If you're actually into bodybuilding or into prepping, you're not going to be going out to eat anyway. So you're going to be saving money there. You're not going to be going out with friends. So you're going to be saving money there. It's just all about, you know, making those sacrifices and doing what you need to do to be your best and most successful self.
Yep. Period. Awesome. Sounds great.
Perfect. All right. That is the end of the pod. If you ever want to hear our extra questions when you're not on the pod, go into our Instagram live, or if you are a client or want to be a client, we also stream in our Circle community as well. All right, guys. Peace.